Good evening, everybody. Thank you very much for joining, especially on such short notice. I just wasn't sure if I was going to be able to make it back from Sheva Brachos on time to give the shiur later, so I figured we might as well do it now. So we are going to, Be'ez Hashem, be finishing Simen Shin Hei and beginning Simen Shin Vav today. So this is page Sadi Zayin on Beis, page 194. So let's take a look. Simen Shin Hei Se'if Chav Gimel. Mutar Limsor Sus Oferet Ochamor Leroe Enu Yehudi. You're allowed to give your horse or your mule or your donkey to a non-Jewish shepherd, and he's only supposed to go shepherd with it. That was the deal. And even though the Einu Yehudi is going to be using them on Shabbos, that's not your problem, even though it's your animal, because he's not doing so with your permission. And you don't anticipate getting paid from this Einu Yehudi for the use of your animal. And if you see him using it on Shabbos, you're going to object to it, because he's not supposed to use this animal. He's only supposed to take it out to graze. That was the deal. So that's why you're allowed to have such an arrangement, since he's going to be afraid to use it for his own purposes or to use it for any beneficial purpose, because he knows that's not part of the deal. Says the Ramah, V'kol shkein dein locha sharo yotzi osam chutz l'tchum, to tchum d'rabanan. And certainly you don't have to worry that the shepherd is going to bring it outside of the tchum, because the whole concept of tchumin is only d'rabanan to begin with. Says the Mishra Bura Sivkat 9 Ches, V'eino mamten l'schirus mimenu ratzalomar, delkach mutr limso l'chadchil b'shabbos. The reason you're allowed to give this animal to the Nachri on Shabbos is because you don't expect any rental payment from him. And that creates a dynamic where the shepherd is not going to want to use it on Shabbos. He's going to be afraid to use it on Shabbos, because he's going to get into legal trouble for doing so. I mean, if he's only supposed to let it go graze in a field somewhere, and he starts using it for his own personal benefit, that's going to cause him legal problems, kivin shalom asar lo l'malacha klal, because it wasn't given to him to use for malacha. If you're going to actually rent it to the NUD, to lend it to the NUD, that you're not allowed to do, even if you make a condition with him that this rental agreement or this loan agreement is that he's not allowed to use it on Shabbos. We discussed that earlier. Why is that a problem if you made such an explicit tenai that he cannot use it on Shabbos? Because once the deal is that he's taking it to do malacha with it, he's not going to be so afraid to do malacha at times that he's not supposed to. Ki yomar b'libo, because he'll just say to himself, ba'ad yom ha-shabbos, er lo-hosef v'v'yarcha magiel yom. Look, so I'm paying $100 of rent and I'm not supposed to use it on Shabbos. So if I end up using it on Shabbos, I'll pay $120 of rent. Meaning it's easy for him to justify. It's not something that he's going to be afraid to do entirely. V'chein b'she'ilu choshev she'asa lo tov v'kenegdo avur zeh. And also if he's borrowing it, he'll think that, okay, so I'll do the guy another favor for the extra time that I'm using it on Shabbos. But if it's only being given to him to graze with, then he's going to be very afraid to do any malacha with it at all, even if he's willing to pay for it, because it's not meant to have malacha done with it. And therefore, that which the Mechaber says, that if you see him, you're going to make a machaa. That means that if you find out that he did malacha with it, you must make a machaa in that case. You must object to it. And then the Rama said, and certainly you don't have to worry about the Nachri taking it outside of the Tchum. And even if you see him taking it outside of the Tchum, you don't have to make a machaa about that. It's only a problem if you yourself take your animal outside of the tchum v'chanal. Because the Ksheni Yehudi motziya ma'atzmeo, aval tzavosu b'shabbos l'tziya chutz l'tchum liro sham, ayin prim gadosh m'shtavik v'zev v'nachol nahachmir. Now, if it happens to be that you see the Einu Yehudi taking it outside of the if you ask the Einu Yehudi to take it outside of the tchum, that's a suffix in the prim gadosh. So if you see him taking it out of the tchum, you don't have to say anything. You're not allowed to take it out of the tchum, and if he takes it out of the tchum on his own, it's fine. But to ask him to take it out of the tchum, that's something that's a suffix in the primogadim. Primogadim is machir. V'chein kasav b'chayadim. Itamze im alichun shvarim l'makom acher limkar. If they're bringing oxen somewhere else to sell, asur limsor lem b'shabbos afilu im katzat im ha'inu yehudi kvar al zeh inyan kodem shabbos. You're not allowed to set a price with the non-Jew. You're not allowed to give it to the non-Jew on Shabbos, even if you set the price already prior to Shabbos. Because that's considered as if you're making a tanai with him to bring it outside of the tchum. But if you give it over to him on Erev Shabbos, even if he decides to go with it outside of three parsos, that's mutter. Sivkat and pei, sharoa yotzi, v'yesh machmir medover shol olim solo b'Shabbos, v'olim nogin kayom, heter bedavar. And some are machmir not to give it to him on Shabbos. However, the olam is noeg heter, like the Ramah says, that you don't have to worry about this. You don't have to worry that he's going to take it outside of the tchum, because tchumen are only drabanan to begin with. Okay, so that concludes all we ever wanted to know about Hilchos Shabbos and animals. Now we begin Siman Shin Vav. Shin Vav and Shin Zayin, very, very nogeh lemaisa. These are the simanim that are going to be about daber davar mimso cheftzucha, what types of things are you allowed to talk about on Shabbos, reading business materials on Shabbos, these kinds of things. So let's see Si'if Aleph. Mimso cheftzucha, chafatzecha asurim afil b'davar she'enu osa shum malacha. You're not allowed to, again, these are non-malacha related things that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So to speak about your own chafatzim, even things that do not involve malacha, kigon, shema'ayin uchas of liros matzorich limchar, not speaking about, that's dabar dabar, meaning chafatzecha means to look after, to engage in your things that are not Shabbos related and not Shabbistic, even though you're not doing any malacha, is asr. Kigon shema'ayin uchas of liros matzorich limachar, like looking at your nechasim to see what they're going to need tomorrow. Olelich lepesach hamedina kadei she'emar lotzeis b'lai lemerchatz, or going all the way to the entrance of the city, so that quickly, as soon as the Shabbos is over, you'll be able to run out to the merchatz. V'chein ein machshich mal tchum l'schor po'olim, or you're going to need to hire workers, so you go right to the edge of the tchum Shabbos, so as soon as Shabbos is over, you'll be able to go hire po'olim. Aval machshich al tchum lavi b'emto, but what you're allowed to do is, you're allowed to be machshich al tchum, you're allowed to go to the edge of the tchum to bring your animal. V'yesh omrim, she'vein abeim yichol leilich b'raglayim, kigon shu tala katan, eino rashi l'achshich. However, there are those that say that if the animal is not able to walk on its own, like it's a tiny animal, that you're not allowed to be machshich al tchum, de'ino rashi lahavi, because you're not allowed to bring the animal, because da'asul l'talta b'chaim, because animals are muktza, she muktzim, you're not allowed to handle an animal is muktza. Says Ramav, u'adin da'asul l'tayil limtol susu svino karun latzeis bo, you also shouldn't just wander around in order to find a horse or a boat or a wagon that you plan on traveling with the next day, meaning you're on a vacation and you're spending Shabbos in a foreign city somewhere, and you think about what you want to do on Sunday. So you walk around the town to look. Oh, there are boat rides over there, and there's a nice amusement park there. You're not supposed to be doing that on Shabbos, to look for those kinds of things. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat on Aleph, Shema Ayin Nechasav, V'davka Hecha Deminkra Milsa, Gon Shomir Etzel Sadeo, Atzri Charisho, Ktzir Rechayotze B'zeh. Ma'ayin Nechasav means that it's clear from your behavior that that's what you're doing, that you're looking after your property, meaning you're standing next to your field, which requires either plowing or harvesting, where it's obvious to everybody that you're doing it to see what it needs. And the same is true when it comes to going to the entrance of the city. Since it's normal that the bathhouses there outside of the city are close to the entrance of the city, it becomes recognizable and obvious that you're there for the tzorach of the merchatz. But if it's not recognizable, then it would only be considered hirhur, right? It's in the Shabbos Amiros that hirhurim mutarim, that you're allowed to be maharher in these things, you're allowed to think about these things, you're just not allowed to do something that makes it evident that you are that you are thinking about these things. Sivkat and beis ein machshichin haynu lekariv atzum b'Shabbos atzofa tchum lahachshishchem sheyikarv l'makom apolim l'sachrom b'matzoy Shabbos, that you shouldn't go to a place right at the edge of of the tchum, so that you'll more quickly be able to access the workers as soon as Shabbos is over. And the reason for that is called over Shasulah Soso B'Shabbos Avilu Usumi Devar Sofa Masulach Shuk B'Shvilo. And the reason for that is anything you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, even if it's only in Isur Midrabanan, you're not allowed to go to the edge of the tchum in order to be ready to do that as soon as Shabbos is over. So La Havi Behemto, but you're allowed to go to the edge of the tchum to bring your animal. Tavshi Omedes Atuch Michutz L'Tchum V'Yefshar Leviya B'Shabbos. Even though right now your animal's past the tchum and you're not allowed to go do that on Shabbos and bring it back in on Shabbos, Mikol Makom L'Mikrizem Machshuk B'Shvil Davar Aser. We don't consider that to be like being Machshuk Al Tchum for a Davar Aser. Kivin Shem Hayu Burgonin, because if there would have been huts along the way, Smuchim Zelaza B'Toch Shiv Mamav Arba Tvachim Hayu Mutu Lavi Afilu Yenimshak Bavin Zeh Kamim Milin Misofa Ir. You'd be able to extend the tchum. You could extend the city if there were huts along the way. Mishum dekol zeh shayich le'ir, because that would be considered the ibura shalir, would be considered an extension of the city. So since there's a way to put up tents or put up huts that would then extend your tchum, therefore you're allowed to be machshech al tchum even without those huts there. Being machshech al tchum is only a problem when it's to do something that there is no tikkun for the iser. But then we said that there are those that say that if the animal is too small to walk on its own, then you cannot be machshich on the tchum ala tchum for that. Kuli al mamodim is that, even though we quote this as yesh omrim, it's not a machlokas. V'nakad l'shon v'yesh omrim mipnei shekach derech hamachar b'makom shlo nimtza din zem mefarsh b'shar poskim. It's just a klal in the way the Shulchan Aruch works, is that he uses the term yesh omrim when only one of the Rishonim says it, even though it's something that everybody agrees to. De'eno rashi lahavi, if it's a small animal, you're for certain not let it carry it. So since the animal would be muktza, regardless of hotza'a and of tchum and everything else, you just can't handle animals on Shabbos. Again, there's a thing that a lot of pet owners are not aware of, that you're not allowed to handle your pets on Shabbos. You're not allowed to pick up your dog on Shabbos. You're not allowed to pick up your cat on Shabbos. These are it's asr to do. Rav Shechter pointed out in a recent shir that there's a tshuva in one of the later volumes of Igros Moshe, Moshe wrote when he was very, very old, where he says that pets nowadays are mutter, that it's not a mukta problem. So Rav Shechter pointed out that was already at a tkufa in Rav Moshe's life, where Rav David Feinstein was telling people that they shouldn't ask Rav Moshe Shailas anymore, that he wasn't up to himself to be able to handle these shailas, and that he was forgetting things, so that should not be relied upon whatsoever. Sifkat and Vav, the Asur L'tayil, the Gambaze in Isra Mishum Mimso Cheftzicha, and this is not an Isra of Mimso Cheftzicha, Elik Shenikra Adavar Shemiskavin L'tzrachav, unless it's clear that you're doing this for your needs, O Kishamach Shechavor Zeh B'Sof HaTchum, Avlemeinu Nikr, but if it's not clear, meaning what the Ramah's talking about over here, that you walk around to look for a horse or a boat or a wagon for the next day, if it's not clear that that's what you're doing, it just looks like you're taking a Shabbos walk. Yeah, you happen to notice, oh, there's a nice ferry ride that maybe we'll enjoy tomorrow, but it's not something that is obvious that that's what you're doing, then it's mutter. Even though you are scouting out a little bit what you're going to be able to do the next day. Okay, so let's summarize what we learned today. In the very last si'if in Simon Shin Hey, we said that you're allowed to give an animal to a non-Jew to graze, and you don't have to worry about what he does with it, but if you see him doing any malacha with it, you have to make an objection. You would not be allowed to give him an animal to work with, even with a condition that he not use it on Shabbos, because he might use it on Shabbos and just reason in his mind that he'll compensate you for that. But if you're just giving it to him to graze with, so that you could rely that he's not going to go and work with that animal, and you certainly don't have to worry that he's going to take it outside of the Tchum Shabbos either. Now, as far as Tchum Shabbos, point number two, what the Ramah said is that you don't have to worry that a Nachri is going to take it out of the Tchum Shabbos. If he does it on his own, it's not your problem. So, on the other hand, you're not allowed to ask him You're not allowed to take it out of the Tchum Shabbos, but in between is to ask him to take it out of the Tchum Shabbos. That is a suffik in the Prima Gadim, and we recommend being machmir. Then in Simon Shin Vav we learned that there is an iser of doing anything that makes it nicker that you're looking for tomorrow, you know, for some benefit for after Shabbos, that you're thinking about after Shabbos kinds of things, like standing next to your field that needs to be plowed or needs to be harvested, or making it obvious that you're taking a walk to scout out your Sunday activities or something like that. Similarly, you're not allowed to be machshich ala tchum for anything that you're not allowed to do in Shabbos, including an iser derabanan. But you are allowed to be machshich ala tchum to bring your animals back from outside the tchum, because that's not considered an iser, since there is a way to make it that it would be all within the range of what your tchum Shabbos is. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Si'if Beis. Everyone have a wonderful evening, and thank you again so much for joining.